Okay, a very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's daf, Barachas Yutes, Barachas 19a, pagination, page 37. The title for this morning is going to be The Legacy of Shmuel. Shmuel is one of the famous Talmudic scholars. He's known as Mar Shmuel, as we'll see in the Gemara over here. Mr. Shmuel, he did not get formal smicha, but both he and his father were tremendous personalities in the Torah world. And Shmuel himself, besides knowing Torah in a phenomenal way, was known for his expertise in medicine, in astronomy, and in other areas, and to a certain extent, as we get glimpses of his father's righteousness, we get the feeling that it was actually a legacy in the family of very high-level righteousness. Shmuel, for example, is the one who said that the pathways of the heaven are as clear to him as the pathways of his hometown, that he was very knowledgeable in all areas, not just halacha per se, but in all areas of knowledge. We're on the third line, which we will begin. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak says, Kalamasapar acharei ameis, whoever speaks regarding a dead person, ki ilu mesapar acharei ha'even, as if he's talking after a stone. The reason the Gemara gets into this is because we discussed in last daf the concept of a person that's dead having certain rules that you can't do a mitzvah in his presence, for example. So now the Gemara is discussing whether the dead person cares when people talk about him. So the Gemara in this presentation says that the dead person doesn't care. And this is a matter of discussion and debate, but that's the position right now of the Gemara. Some say they know, but they don't care, and some say they don't know at all. Eini, let's ask a question. There was once a person who said things about Mar Shmuel, about Shmuel after he was Nifter, and a beam came from the roof and broke the casing of his brain. Very graphic description of how the person's skull was smashed, apparently immediately after he spoke disrespectfully in a way that was clear to everybody that he was being punished, and the assumption is that means that Shmuel cares, and he complained in heaven. And the Gemara answers, no, it doesn't mean that Shmuel cares. Shaini tzurba merabon, and it could be that Talmud Chacham is unique, the kutcha berichu tova biyikrei, that Hashem himself demands his honor. And it was Hashem who was punishing, and it doesn't mean that Shmuel cared. He's already dead, and he really doesn't care, perhaps. Let's drop down to the second wide line, where again we see an emphasis, not particularly of Shmuel, but of any Talmud Chacham, of the attitude that we have to have if a person reached that level of refinement, that they really are mitzvah-focused, and they are Talmidei Chachamim, then even if they do something wrong, you're not allowed to speak badly. You have to assume that they did tshuva. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Im Re'isa Talmud Chacham She'ovar Aveira Balayla, if you see a Talmud Chacham who did something last night, Al Tahara Achara Bayom, by the next morning already, you have no right to think badly about him. Shema Osa Tshuva, the Gemara says, perhaps he has done tshuva. Ask the Gemara, Shema Salkataitach, it's only a maybe. But what the Gemara means is that it's an assumption. We don't know for a fact. Elevada yasa tshuva, he for sure did tshuva. You have to say perhaps with capital letters. It's an assumption. He did tshuva. Fani mili bidvarim shebegufo, that only applies by Ben Adam la Makom, between Hashem and the person. Avo b'mamona, obviously, if it was an interpersonal thing, the fact that he did tshuva on his own, in his own heart, that doesn't help us. If it's a monetary thing, ad-mahad l'mare, he has to repay the owner. But there's a general attitude that if you see a person who has reached a significant level of refinement in mitzvah observance, in scholarship, then if you see them do something wrong, you have an obligation to assume it was a mistake. The Chafetz Chaim mentions in Shmiras HaLashon, you're not allowed to start speaking Lashon Hara about such a person. You have to assume that they did tshuva, and that has to be the perception and the way you even maharher think about them. I'd like to link this Gemara to a Gemara from the last Amud. So please join me on Yudches Amud Beis in Brachos 18b, just the facing page, pagination 37. It's about 15 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is in brackets, the word Dilma. Drop into the line about 7 words, Tavshin Tashema. I'd like to clinch this concept with a practical application, which I'm describing as the legacy of Shmuel. Toshema, we learned. Davua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel avakamifkidi gabe zuze de yasmi, money of orphans was placed by him. He was a businessman. Very interesting. Avua de Shmuel describes part of his righteousness, that he would investigate his fields twice a day to make sure that things were going smoothly. The Ben Ishchai in Ben Yehoyada asks, what's this great righteousness? And he points out from the context, from the Gemara, that the righteousness is to make sure that people don't steal from you, not to lay people up for wrongdoing. And this was one of the acts of righteousness of Avua de Shmuel, not only his own righteousness, but even not to leave the grain, the money, or whatever in hands of people without checking on them at risk of laying them up for embezzlement. And that was also part of his righteousness. So in this case, as a businessman, they entrusted money of orphans to him. Kinoch nafshe, when he passed away, lo av Shmuel gabei, Shmuel wasn't around by the deathbed. And as a result, when he came, he didn't know where the money of the orphans was. And have a kakarule barochel zuze diyasmi. A reputation got out in town that he has the money of the yesomim, of the orphans, and he's not handing it over, and he's benefiting from it, and there were rumors abounding. So Shmuel went to the Beis HaKvaros, to the cemetery, to visit his father, to obtain information somehow of where the money of the orphans was. Amaluhu, and he said to them, Bo'ina Abba, I'd like to speak to Abba. Now, Abba is not referring my Abba, my father. He means because the father of Shmuel's, his name was Abba. Amrulei Abba tuva ika hocha, there are many people by the name of Abba. Amaluhu Bo'ina Abba bar Abba, I want to speak to Abba, the son of Abba, that was his name. Amrulei Abba bar Abba, nami tuva ika, there are many of those here. It's not 100% clear whether there really are so many Abba bar Abbas or they wanted to make a point. Amaluhu, Shmuel had no choice. He said, Ba'ina Abba bar Abba avua de Shmuel. I want to speak to Abba bar Abba, the father of Shmuel. Heicha, Amalei. And then they answer him because the father of Shmuel, we know who he is. And as the Gemara unfolds, it's very clear that Shmuel was well known and respected this world and the next world. And they forced Shmuel to identify his father by being Avua de Shmuel. Amrulei, they told him, Salak lemesifta de Rekia, he's already in the upstairs Beis Medrash. And Shmuel says, I'd like to speak to him. If you'll drop down, just in the interest of time, it's 6 lines from the bottom towards the middle of the line. Amalei Shmuel asked his father, Zuze de Yasmi Heicha, where is the money of the orphans? Where did you leave it? Amalei, and he said, Zil Shaklinu, go take it. You'll be able to return it. I'll tell you where it is. Ba'amso derechaya, at the base of the millstone, Eloi visato ididon, the top bundle of money and the bottom bundle of money is ours. You don't have to give that up. Umitzioi diyasmi, but the middle one belongs to the orphans. Omale, so Shmuel took advantage of the moment with his father. Communication here. My taima avdezochi. Why indeed did you put the Yisomim's money sandwiched between our money, that you have a wallet on top, a wallet in the middle, and a wallet on bottom? Omale, Avua de Shmuel answered, I had a strategy. Iginuve ganvi miganvu mididon. If it gets stolen, someone knows the hiding place, they'll take the top wallet, they won't realize to keep going. So the most vulnerable one is ours, and I was protecting the Yisomims. I ochla ara ochla mididon. And if there's a shift in the earth and something sinks deeper, so then it should be ours that sinks deeper, but the Yisomims should be safe in the middle, protected on both sides. Again, we see a certain degree of strategy, of responsibility, and that Avua de Shmuel in his lifetime was trusted as the protector of the Yisomim, and when the rumors abounded, Shmuel was given the privilege to communicate with him in order to clear his name and obtain the money to be refunded to the Yisomim correctly. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.